Nikki Finney is one of America's best-known poets and the newest living member of the Kentucky Writers Hall of Fame. Finney will be inducted in an online ceremony January 27th. Joining her will be five deceased Kentucky writers, journalist John Edgerton, biographer Robert K. Massey, novelist Carolyn Gordon, folk musician John Jacob Niles, and poet Albert Stewart. This brings to 50 the number of Kentucky writers added to the Hall of Fame since it was created by the Carnegie Center for Literacy and Learning in 2012. Finney, a South Carolina native who taught creative writing at the University of Kentucky for more than 23 years, won the National Book Award in 2011 for her poetry collection, Head Off and Split. She has a new book out titled Love Child's Hotbed of Occasional Poetry. Nikki Finney is here to talk with us about her work. Congratulations, Nikki.
Thank you, Tom. Good to be with you.
Well, you told me in an earlier interview that although you are from South Carolina and live there now, Kentucky is where you became a writer. What do you mean by that?
Well, when I arrived in Kentucky in 1989 for the first time, I was just shy of 30 years old. And I had spent the last 10 years, my 20s, trying to figure out how to become a writer. I had one book out, one book of poetry, published by William Morrow. The first book is always an interesting collection of what the young writer is trying to do and how will she sound and all of those things. But when I crossed the line of 30 and when I also left California and came to a quieter place, a more rural place, a place where I spent a lot of time walking and thinking and adding to that great interior space that I had treasured so much as a girl, I found that I had the time to write more. I had the wherewithal to write more. I had the desire to sit and listen to the things that wanted to be spoken and wanted to be said. And that happened by happenstance, I think, in Kentucky, with an invitation from Percival Everett, who invited me to come and be the writer in resident there for just a year. So I had planned to be there for only a year only, and to go back to California to see what I would do with the work that I had done. But that year was so compelling, and what I found so astounding to me and surprising to me as a writer, I can't say that I willed myself there longer, but my students did, and they were the path back to coming back to Kentucky for another year, and then another year, and then 20 more after that. And so at that time, you know, those years of 30 to 50 in any human life is when you do your thing. It's when you become the thing that you become. And you can start to look back on a little bit or start to understand how that all happened. And that happened in Kentucky. So I always say those middle years, those years that I spent in Kentucky were incredibly important to me.
Your poetry is so powerful. What do you hope readers will take away from it?
That we like to think of ourselves as incredible individualists. And yet what we really are is connected as a human family. My experiences are my experiences, but I'm always looking to communicate something to the listener or the reader or the inquiring, curious mind about how the human heart works, what we should be paying attention to if we were fully engaged in our humanity and not perhaps the shiny thing on the television or how many likes we can get if we say a certain thing in a certain kind of way. And I feel like one of the things that Kentucky and gave me as a gift slowly every day, every week, every year that I was there was the introduction to other Kentucky writers. Elizabeth Hardwick and Ed McClanahan and Gurney Norman and Jane Gentry Vance and John Edgerton, who was one of my true heroes as a girl looking for a writer who could write about many things, like John Edgerton, who's being inducted with me this year, is, you know, Southern Foodways man, and also wrote one of the best civil rights books on civil rights that I ever read as a young woman. And so one of the things that really intrigued me about Kentucky writers when I was there, and now still, is how there were so many writers doing so many creative things. John Jacob Niles building his own musical instruments and then playing them, or recording the songs of Black soldiers in World War II, I believe. And so it was like, oh, I can do more than one creative thing. I can be a poet. I can be a short story writer. I can draw a little bit. I can do ceramics, do photography. Kentucky writers set that in motion for me and keep it in motion for me right now.
That's great. Well, why do you think poets are so important in America during these troubled times?
Well, poets are important to America always, in troubled times, good times. Poets remind, I think, human beings what it means to be a human being. And if we can keep that close to our heart and in focus, maybe we wouldn't have as many troubled times as we do.
Well, congratulations, Nikki Finney, and we look forward to hearing your remarks at the Kentucky Writers Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It'll begin at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 27th on the Carnegie Center's Facebook page. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Tom.